Hi, this is Lucy Schwartz, and I just entered the show. Ooh, it's crazy in here.
I'm ready to run free. I'd like to know what lies beyond the blue sea. You live once, so drink the honey. I learned my lessons from the birds and the bees.
Welcome to the Music Movement. It is the Enter the Shell show, and we are on location. I'm not going to say the place exactly where, but it is the most beautiful place. It's like Fantasy Island.
Wow. Right?
It's special.
Thank you. They're on my couch. I didn't know my couch was so magical.
We are in the Schwartz Mansion.
With us today.
It's not a mansion.
Yes, it is.
With
compared to where Cheddle lives, this is a mansion.
It is. This is like the we walked in. Oh, by the way, Lucy Schwartz is here with us.
Oh yeah. Oh hey, it's Kai too.
we're
hanging out on the couch with Lucy.
Yeah, she's so gracious to invite us into her home. I don't know why you would do that. First and foremost,
I'm kind of regretting it now.
I know. And she even offered us something to drink. She greeted us with her pajamas on.
Yeah,
it's really been a lovely day so far.
Yeah, she offered something to drink, and I asked her for a margarita, and she's like, I don't have any alcohol yet. And I was like, oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. We are here, and you're actually going to be performing just a little bit, some special music for our listeners. Exclusive, very exclusive. We're very happy to have you. And, you know, I want to talk to you about your new album, mm-hmm. Life in Letters. This is actually your first full-length CD, right?
The second.
That was your first.
I really do consider it the first album because the actual first album, Winter in June, I made when I was 16, and it was just sort of for fun, and I just put it out there, and now it feels like this is my real voice, and this is the music that represents me now.
This is your life in letters.
Yeah, if you want to check out Lucy, visit her new website, lucyschwartzmusic.com. There you're going to get links to her channel for MySpace, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and all that good fun stuff. Real quick, before we even dive even more into everything, when I walked into this house, it reminded me of something that just happened to me a couple days ago.
Now
you live here with your family, right?
Yes.
Okay. I went to go visit my mom because I'm a good son.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of late at night. I just got off work. And, you know, I figured, hey, why not stop off, say hello to my mom. Maybe she'll make me something to eat. You know, I'm a growing boy. It was dark. And I walk in, and like the room is completely, like the house is completely quiet.
Oh no.
So then I walk into like where the restroom is, and I think I caught my mother naked.
Oh dear.
How was it?
It was very, the door opened, and all I saw was like the mid section, because like where her room was, it was like perfect. It was like dark. So it was like, the door was like halfway, so it was. I didn't know what to do. And has that ever happened to you here or anything like that? Anything
oh my! Crazy? We are just getting to the crazy
question. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
I love how you say I walk in and this house reminded me of seeing my mother naked.
Yeah,
like, wow. Enough about music. Let's talk about Trevor's mom.
Moral of the story, my house seems like a naked mother.
Check out Lucy's new song, Naked Mother.
Yeah. Exclusively.
So do you guys see each other naked in this?
Yeah, is that like just a, like is that a common theme in this house?
She actually answered the door naked. Yeah. They were like, Lucy, you're gonna have to put some clothes on for this interview. And
immediately.
She's like, really? Now go. Anyways, okay, oh, no. Well,
I just thought I'd share that, by the way. I don't know if that's
that's one hell of an icebreaker. Good work, Turtle. Okay, Lucy, let's talk. You know, you really are this, you know, emerging artist. You're really well known for, I guess, how great of an imagination you have.
Thank you.
a lot of the stuff that I've seen online, and you know, your music videos and what you do, you have a very different flair. And with this new album, you know, You're kind of challenging the world to kind of engage into your little imaginary worlds. And do you feel like you view the world different than other people? Like, where does this come from?
I guess everybody views the world differently. I've definitely always had a big imagination. That's why I can't watch scary movies, because
it's real.
I'll imagine too far. But yeah, I think the visuals are very important to me, and they sort of create the magic of the music. I mean, the music, I hope, is powerful on its own, but it's just like, what sort of visual would this song bring about? And I like to make that come to life.
You like to be a part of kind of the full circle of that, because I know, you know, with different artists, you know, some people are really into, you know, the songwriting part of it or the performing part, but it seems like you're really into the kind of dibbling and dabbling with everything that you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved art and theater, and so it's sort of like a way to combine everything and express myself in every way possible.
Every way, and Turtle's helping me with that today.
Yeah. Life in Letters, I got to actually go on your YouTube channel, because I'm stalking you, apparently.
I gotta go.
Yeah, first room five, now here. I got to actually see the making of the album cover. And that was really, for those that haven't seen the making of, go to her YouTube channel. Like I said, LucyShortsMusic.com. All the links are there. And they, like, was this like your idea? Hey, let me submerge myself underwater and, you know, take some photos, or what was the kind of the concept about that?
Yeah, I had this idea, and my parents kept on saying, "You're crazy. That's too difficult to do. Like, just take a picture jumping or something, and then you can make it blue."
Put water in front of it. Photoshop.
But, I guess 2 years ago or so, I was on a plane to South Africa visiting my brother who was studying there, and I had a notebook with me. And I had all these different ideas while I was flying. I guess airplanes are inspiring. And I came up with a bunch of the ideas I had for the Graveyard music video. And I also came up with this drawing of someone underwater. And, I mean, it's not literal life in letters, but I think that life is very much about water. We live because we are made of water, and I don't know, it just seemed like a natural visual without being too on the point.
What's like really, I you know, just real quick, what's really crazy is that I always look at the moon, and I think that people are kind of, we're fascinated by the moon because the moon draws, you know, the ocean and its waves, and since we're like made of 80% water, you know, that we're all kind of, the moon is kind of not necessarily like our god or anything like that, but it just has this strange attraction towards us. Did you feel any sense of that, or am I just going crazy on this?
I could see that.
You're like, you're a complete moron, Turtle.
You probably should have done drugs. Yeah. But that's what was it like being submerged in water? Like, are you good with like holding your breath and stuff, or was it scary? Like, was it like an out of body experience for you?
I was worried because I usually don't open my eyes underwater, and I had to practice in a pool beforehand. I went to my friend's pool, and there were other people around the pool, and I basically just walked in my clothes because I wanted to test what it felt like to be in a dress underwater. And I don't know why they weren't surprised by that, but
oh, there's Lucy. Don't worry about it.
There she goes again. But there's so many elements to think about because, like, you go under and all the clothes and fabric is going every which way. You have to think of pointing your feet and opening your eyes and getting into the right position at the same time. So a lot has to come together for it to be a decent picture.
Absolutely. So are you going to do more water photo shoots in the future, do you think?
You know, I actually have a scheme, and we'll see what happens. I might have another idea later, but I really want to do more underwater, perhaps with film. So
we shall see. To be continued.
Did you tell the photo crew or the film crew or anything? Like, look, before you guys go in, nobody better pee in this pool. Or was that just one of those?
I'm opening my eyes.
By the way, don't ever invite me. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to pee. You know?
It was never discussed. So you never know what happened. One can only hope.
What you don't know can't hurt you.
So we were talking real quickly about Graveyard and the video. You actually got the choreographer from You Think You Can Dance, right?
Yes.
You're a big I Think You Can Dance fan, right?
I'm a huge fan. I've been watching it since it first started.
Do you think you can dance?
I know I can dance.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Have you seen
dance?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to have a dance party after this.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you just... I don't know. You just make things happen. You're like, I like this choreographer. I'm gonna work with her. And then, bam, you started working. How did that come about?
Well, I have a lot of crazy schemes. I basically had this idea in my head. I was like, it would be so cool if Sonia could choreograph this. She has this dark, imaginative feel to her dancing. And I just kept on saying, it's going to happen. I'm just going to ask her. And and so I wrote to her and I sent her the music and I told her my basic idea. And she said yes.
And we danced.
Yeah, and we danced.
Are you guys BFFs?
I mean, I don't know about that. But it was really cool because... I just won this MTV contest with the music video and I wrote to her and told her and she was so sweet. She was like, oh, baby girl, I'm so proud of you. And it's just amazing that one of my favorite choreographers calls me baby girl.
Now that you have an in with her, are you going to try to get on I Think You Can Dance or anything like that? Or is your schedule just way too?
I mean, I could never be at that level. I consider myself just like someone who loves to dance, not like a technically trained dancer. And I've got too much to do with music too, but I'd love to keep doing more dance music videos.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So we are actually going to take you into the musical side of this wonderful song Graveyard that we have been talking about. And we've got everything set up here. And Lucy is going to be performing live right here on the Enter the Shell show. Here is a live look at Graveyard. Spooky.
Don't wait up. I'll be walking through the graveyard. And I'm hardly alive if I try to survive with just a paper heart. And you know you're not there when the wind in your hair goes right through you. And you know that you're gone when the sound of a song cannot soothe you. It's a difficult burden to bear when you're not quite there. Call my name if I hear it, I'll remember. 'Cause I've forgotten my past, I'm only a mask, just a pretender. You know you're not there when the wind in your hair goes right through you. And you know that you're gone when the sound of a song cannot soothe you. And It's a difficult burden to bear when you're not quite there. We're nothing but walking spirits. Only shadows are only shadows screaming out. But no one will hear us. Only shadows are only shadows. No, you're not there when the wind in your hair goes right through you. And you know that you're gone when the sound of a song cannot soothe you. You know you're not there when the wind in your hair goes right through you. And you know that you're gone when the sound of a song cannot soothe you. And it's a difficult burden to bear when you're not quite there.
All right, a little graveyard of
You sing that a little too happy. You're like, that's just a little raw, you know. I saw the video that you did at an actual graveyard of you doing that song a cappella.
Oh, yeah. I was in New York, and there were all these graveyards around, and I thought, why not?
Why not?
Let's go sing in a graveyard. But it was sort of unfortunate because there was someone, like, trimming the trees, so there's this loud
that just added to it, yeah, in my opinion.
And right when we start to film, all these cars, it was a deserted street, and then all these cars start driving by.
They're like, Lucy's singing, let's go sing.
Trying to have a spiritual moment here.
Trying to sing in the graveyard. Let's talk a little bit about Lilith Fair.
Yes.
How was your experience? You were involved, and you know, a lot of people are really excited about Lilith Fair coming back and doing everything that it was doing. And you know, did you meet some cool people? What was the experience like for you?
It was amazing. When I first heard about Lilith Fair, it was another one of my crazy dreams. I said, I'm going to be on that tour, because it's just such an amazing thing to be a part of, all these female artists coming together. And I was on a panel talking about Lilith while we were there. And I was next to Sheryl Crow and Sarah McLachlan, and I was sort of like, am I dreaming? Why am I here on this panel?
<Pinch me. laughs>
But there were so many people that came out to support music, and it was outdoors on the stage. And luckily it wasn't raining, because the person who went after me, it was like a downpour.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, because it was Portland, and
it happens.
It rains there.
It does. Well, so are you looking forward to hopefully being a part of some more Lilith adventures in the future?
I'd love to. Yeah. I'm on board.
Like,
call
I'm
me
down.
Back.
Hey, well, we wanted to make a quick little mention about where people can find you in you know, the iTunes world. You've got some featured pages on iTunes Ping with, you know, the Life and Letters. You can go find her. She's got 20 featured profile pages. And this is kind of a big deal that you were featured. We were talking about this, last show? Mm-hmm. About this new...
About iTunes Ping and what it's doing, what it's becoming.
Yeah.
And
you're a part of it. I mean, and you're a part of a lot of, you know, there's a lot of mega stars. Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Taylor Swift?
Linkin Park, U2.
Yeah.
And Lucy.
Yeah, was that one of those things where you saw and you're like, I'm going to make it happen, and then poof.
That was sort of just like a lucky thing where I happened to be at the right place, and it was offered, and I said, yes, of course.
Ping me.
Ping it.
I heard that you were, this is all just hearsay, but that you're tinkering with somewhat of like a James Bond-esque type song or something like
James
that time,
Bond.
Type theme.
Are you like
you're feeling like, yeah, mystery woman?
I don't know. I'm always writing for different projects. I think maybe I might have told you I was writing for a James Bond themed something or other, at the time, last time I saw you.
But you were lying.
But I don't know what happened with that.
Yet again, another woman lying to me.
Like I've done you wrong.
Felt good. It's not me. It's you.
Let's talk real quick. We mentioned this briefly, but your new music video, you won a contest to be on MTV U.
Yeah.
And now it's playing every day now, from now until eternity, right?
I wish I had the channel. I want to see it.
Well, you're going to need to get on that. ASAP.
Like immediately. Yeah. If you haven't seen it and you do have MTVU, write in, tell them that you love the video and that Lucy Schwartz is your favorite person in the world.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Ever and ever and ever. Okay, so Lucy has written for numerous films. You're a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
no direct eye contact in this interview, please.
She paid me to say that. let me just list off some of these here. Some of the films that Lucy has written for: Mother and Child, Postgrad, Adam and the Woman. And then you're also featured on a bunch of television shows. We were just talking about that on the way up here, telling you about some of the shows that people might be like, oh, that's Lucy.
I was recently on Castle, which was exciting, and Private Practice, ER, all the doctor shows, Cashmere Mafia. I'm trying to think. I have a terrible memory.
Do you feel like that you're like a certain kind of person that's being cast for like these kind of shows? Like, what do you think is the draw?
I mean, there are some songs that are simply placed on TV and film, and some that I write for TV and film. And I think I have a strength in that I really enjoy writing to picture. And I sort of grew up watching that because my dad is a composer for TV. And so we have a studio in our home, and I always watched him like with the picture before the music and then after.
Oh, okay.
And so it sort of was ingrained in me and became natural. And I always get excited when I have a writing project. I like run downstairs.
Yay!
And it's a challenge to write to something that's already there and try to make music that creates the right mood, but it's not spot on. Like, this is exactly what's happening in the scene. You don't want that.
Yeah.
How is that affecting just your writing ability, like for this album? Because
you have to go back and forth.
Yeah. You have to do that transition.
I think it only helps. There are some, you know, a lot of times you won't get the spot that you've written for because hundreds of other people are also writing for the same spot. And there were a few songs on the album, Take a Picture and Morning, that were actually, I had written them for other projects and they didn't end up being used. But I'm glad because then I had these songs that I liked that I was able to use on the album. So I think it makes you come up with songs that you wouldn't have written otherwise. And that's pretty special.
The album is Life in Letters. What's the main theme in that, other than life being in letters? Like, is there like an underlining like thing?
Yeah, Life in Letters, the song to me, is about being a songwriter, living your life in writing letters. Not like dear so and so, but like writing poetry and words. And it's about someone who's sort of like lost their inspiration, and then they see someone and they say, no, this is what I want to do. This is what I was meant to do. I'm a songwriter. And that's what Life in Letters is about.
When did you realize, like, when did it hit you? Is it something that you felt the passion and felt like you had the talent at a young age? I mean, when did it all kind of come to front for you?
I always loved music, and I was always drawn to the piano. I didn't think that I was necessarily going to be a musician. I wanted to be a vet and a dancer and a actress and all sorts of other things. I guess when I made my first record, my dad recorded songs with me, and it was done, and I had this product in my hand, and I thought, maybe I could keep doing this. And then it started to click that maybe it was something that I wanted to do.
Fantastic.
I want to know, last time we did an interview, actually the first time we did an interview, you were still the reigning tic-tac-toe champion. Yeah. And I want to know, since it's been like 8 months since then, do you still hold your crown proudly?
I hold it proudly.
I might have to play you right after.
Okay. No, really.
I just want to know, do you like to go first or second when playing tic-tac-toe?
First.
And do you always take center square?
No.
Wow.
Do you have a specific strategy that goes along with being
Well, if she
first?
Says her strategy,
you know, I think this is a lie that has gone much too far. I never played tic-tac-toe. I just thought it was a funny title.
I think it was fantastic. I was going to ask if you've ever gone second and won going second, because if not, I'm always going first.
There's this big like movement of like Lucy Schwartz tic-tac-toe champion.
No, it was all a lie.
Turtle doesn't know how to write, but he knows how to play tic-tac-toe.
Exactly. No, I don't even know how to do that. I'm not gonna lie.
You've got all these big titles, but I mean, in the whole scheme of things, with the notoriety of being a musician and being here in Los Angeles, and things are really taking off. And I know that it's like a very cliche question, but you know, you're still very young, and to be where you're at and have the experience, and then of course to grow up watching your dad do what he's doing and just being well-rounded. How is this up and coming notoriety of people knowing who you are? Is it changing you? Do you feel like...
Are people challenging you to tic-tac-toe?
Every day on the street. People making up lies. You can't go anywhere without being challenged to tic-tac-toe.
I mean, or maybe not even you so much, because, I mean, you do seem... I mean, maybe you're just a really great actress, but you seem very nice and sweet.
No, that's what you think.
Like, bitch, please.
Did you say that on the show?
Yeah. She's like, as if we can cuss. Oh, this is about take a whole turn. Let's got your commercial. No, but let's talk about your personal life. Like, I mean, how does it change your personal life? Do you feel like you're able to still have a nice steady balance of being grounded while you're here doing what you're doing? I mean, the industry, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm at a point where like I walk down the street and people are like, I know your music. But I think it's at a point where you might say my name and maybe somebody might know the music. So that's a good place to be, because that's really what's important. And I think personal life, I think it's just that I'm on a very different path than a lot of my friends. Like, they're in school and worrying about tests and different sort of issues. And I'm very much like running my own business, which is crazy.
Right. You're running yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But I'm also fortunate to have met a lot of friends who are also in the business, so they can relate and we can help each other out.
Is that good, having that kind of those two different support groups, having your musician friends and then at the same time having your college friends? You know, those are two very different perspectives. Can you tell me a little bit about each?
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, I just think knowing people from different walks of life makes you a more knowledgeable person and makes you look at the world differently. And I think when you're with musicians and you're talking about your day-to-day problems, you can talk on and on and on about the business side of things, and sometimes you just want to forget that and talk about how you hate this teacher and and how school is boring. And that's the other side of the problem.
Let's play tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, let's play tic-tac-toe.
Hey, so I want to give you some props, because I think that it's very cool that you have set these goals, you know, whether it's Lilith Fair or I'm going to make a call or write a letter and get this choreographer in front of me.
Yeah.
So it seems like you have this kind of set determination. You're putting your mind to things, and I think a lot of times in this industry too, a lot of people have a lot of big ideas, but really getting them into play sometimes can be pretty hard. So we were actually wondering if you could tell us like what you do so that we could bottle it up, because we have a lot of things we want to make happen with the Enter the Shell show. And
yeah, it's not happening. We'll steal your essence.
We're going to actually like pull some of our hair out and have like a ceremony in the graveyard.
It's all been a ruse.
No, but what is your special formula? Like, would you say that you're like a networking genius? Do you think that? I mean,
I know people who are very intense about they must meet this person and they must like get their information, and I just try to be natural and I mean, it's great to meet people in the business because then you connect with them and you can maybe reach out to them. But my motto is what actually I named my label, which is called Fortunate Fool. I'm pretty much a fool.
Very fortunate.
Yeah. I set these goals and I'm sort of wrongly positive that this will happen. This could happen.
They're like, she's delusional.
But I mean, a lot of the times I'll go after something and it won't happen. But there's also those times when I go after it and it works. So you just have to keep trying and...
Keep positive. Yeah. Hey. All right. Well, with that, we've got lots of tour dates coming up. It's very exciting. Looks like you're going to be up and down the West Coast. Kicking it off here in Los Angeles, what, on the 10th?
On the 10th, yes.
Yes. At
the El Rey.
El Rey. And I'm actually going to try to see if I can be there.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Then you'll be in Sandeasy. As well, and then Santa Cruz on the 14th.
Moving up to what? San Francisco.
San Francisco, Eugene, Oregon.
My neck of the woods, and then she'll be in Seattle on the 21st at the Crocodile. I'm gonna have to put some info on my Facebook and get some of the. We've got actually a really nice, hefty following.
Yeah.
Out of Seattle.
Yeah, so I'm actually quite surprised. I'm like, Kai, you better have slept with everyone there to get.
I'm a good person.
Naked mother. Naked mother.
He always takes it back to something nasty. You know what? I got 2, 3, 5 words for you. Go to church. Okay, so we're gonna put all those tour dates, on the website and whatnot. So
yeah, and all those can be found at lucyschwartzmusic.com for all the links for everything. And you even have a merch store there. I was going around cruising around. You saw somebody actually with one of your T-shirts. Was that a very odd experience for you?
Oh yeah, I've never seen anyone else with my T-shirt, but it was very exciting. I was in a music venue at Room 5, and somebody was wearing my shirt. And I felt pretty cool.
You're like, I need a picture now.
have you been working on, I know you have a fear of butterflies.
Yes.
Have you been working on that?
Can we talk about it?
I've been going to intense butterfly therapy. They strap me down and they flap their arms in front of me. No.
Did you have a bad experience as a child? Did you like eat a butterfly or something?
It can't be explained. It's
Did
irrational.
You eat a butterfly? They're yes, just, Kai.
They fly into my face and I don't want them there and I don't want to hurt them.
Go away, butterflies.
I have so many conflicting feelings.
Well, I mean, we really do care about you, so that's why we ask. And thanks. You know, yeah.
And that's why we're releasing this cage of butterflies. So you can conquer your fear.
Go to YouTube to see Lucy with her butterflies.
Oh my god, if I had to be in one of those butterfly, you know, they have those butterfly houses with like butterflies everywhere.
You would freak out.
You should do a video in one of those. I think that'd be
just
really cool.
Screaming.
Yeah.
I think not.
Or not.
You know, go ahead.
I was going to say.
Because I had a better idea.
What was it?
Maybe you could stop talking and she could play a little more live music for us since we're here hanging out with Lucy Schwartz at her home, her lovely home. And she's giving us a live little look into some of her songs. We heard Graveyard earlier in the show. And now we are going to take a little listen to... Rain City. That's right. Rain City right here on the Enter the Shell show.
You guys should put some rain effects right now. This city's always raining when you haven't got a coat. I once was a grand pianist, but I can't recall a note. And it just keeps going around and around. I'm stuck in a cycle and I can't get out. My head is all turned upside down. Stuck in a cycle and I can't get out. Since you left me, it's been Rain City. Last night I swore I saw you across a crowded hall. I ran like mad to catch you, just to realize it wasn't you at all. Just keeps going around and around. I'm stuck in a cycle and I can't get out. My head is all turned upside down. Stuck in a cycle and I can't get out. Since you left me, it's been Rain City. Feet up, but they're taking me down. My body is inside out. Wake up to find my left side is right. My body is inside out. Lift my feet up, but they're taking me down. My body is inside out. Just keeps going around and around. I'm stuck in a cycle and I can't get out. Just keeps going around and around and around, round, round, round. Just keeps going around and around. I'm stuck in a cycle and I can't get out. Just keeps going around and around and round, round, round. Since you left me, it's been rain City. Oh, since you left me, it's been Rain City.
What's the what was the thought behind Rain City when you were writing this song? I'm just curious. Were you in a rainy city?
I was not in a rainy city. I was in LA. a lot of my songs are not really like true stories. They're just sort of, they come from the music itself, and the music has a mood to it, and I think this story is trying to say this, and it's something that I connect to because it's sort of like a story of heartbreak.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really what Rain City means to me. It's not literally parental downpour, but right. Torrential, not parental.
Parental. Naked mom. Parents. Well, it was.
I hate you guys.
Well, it was. Very, fun of me. It's very lovely. It's lovely being able to see you live here. Turtle's yeah. Like drooling.
I'm very excited. Needless to say, but I'm more excited because right now we're gonna go into Kai's Celebrity Corner, and I'm curious to see what you think about what's going on in the world of gossip and
well, the best uh-oh. Part was, like, prior to the show, we're like, hey, do you like do celebrity gossip?
And I know, we came Bruce like
no, but
we came
I
like
can.
Drug pushers. We're like, excuse me, but how do you take your gossip?
We're gonna talk about naked moms and gossip. Oh yeah, and you can perform and stuff.
All right, ready. Well, bring on the gossip.
Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. Hey, are you into like all the vampire stuff?
I can go for a vampire every now and then. I like Twilight.
So you like Twilight? Do you watch like True Blood?
Oh no, that's far too scary for me.
It is really scary. I was actually watching that with my sister up in Portland this weekend, and it's like really nasty, bad, creepy, eerie. stuff. But I mean,
I was like, I kind of want to watch it, and I turn it on, and then like they rip out somebody's heart from their body, and I'm like, that's enough.
Well, I guess, you know, this whole vampire movement. What do you think about this vampire movement, Turtle?
You know, it comes. You know, there was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, kind of
that
era.
That was
kind of
cheesy.
But I like that. I'm huge for cheese. I love cheese. So
can we quote you on that? I'm huge for cheese.
We need to get you a shirt. You like do explain. Well, okay, so 20th Century Fox. They are trying to like take over the box office, and they've got this new vampire saga that they just won this bid for, and it's going to be, in essence, we were talking about this earlier, Abraham Lincoln, the Vampire Hunter.
Oh, there's a book that somebody wrote.
Yeah, Seth Graham Smith?
I think so.
Right.
Abraham Lincoln, yeah. So apparently they've been pitching this flick, and it's been picked up. Tim Burton's going to produce it. It's a $69 million budget, and it's going to be this new vampire.
Lucy, when you think of great vampire hunters, does the thought ever occur that Abraham Lincoln would be great?
Instantly. He's the only man who could vampire it up. Is that a good sentence?
Yes. That was actually perfect.
Like underneath his top hat, he has a bunch of stakes. Right. That's why it was so tall.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the same person who wrote Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got some crazy ideas, but apparently it works for him. I haven't read the books.
People are excited, so we shall see. I think that we should all get together and go to this flick together.
I like,
you know what?
It. Maybe top hats.
Maybe you can actually write a song for the movie.
Abraham Vampire.
That was me biting someone's neck.
I was going to throw the blah, but that was better.
You know who else was seen biting someone's neck was Chelsea Handler.
What?
Well, actually, I just made that up. But this is kind of interesting to me, and this is me being like gossipy, which I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do this right now.
Right, you only do it every show, you're gossiping.
Whatever, shut up. So, okay, so Chelsea Handler and 50 Cent.
They Who's were Chelsea Handler?
She, you know the Chelsea Lately show?
And then she just did the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah, she just hosted the MTV.
And this is a fun fact about her. She's like slept her way up to the top.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah. And she's very, no, but she's very.
You're like, what? You looked around like. can you say that?
No, but she's very open about it. So it's not like we're like, slam, Chelsea, slam. Anyway, so you're going to have to Google Chelsea Handler.
Okay.
Anyways, the kicker with this is she's kind of talked about sleeping away at the top. And then isn't she dating or with the big like network exec for E?
Right. She was quote unquote dating. Whatever that means these days.
Vertically.
And horizontally.
Binary.
Yeah.
So she was supposedly dating the big network exec for E, and then that's how she landed this show. But she was spotted in New Orleans with 50 Cent.
Oh, dear.
Oh, snap dizzle.
Now she's sleeping her way up to water. Because
he's going to give her some vitamin water some to vitamin. Put her vodka in. It's going to be amazing. I guess they were spotted at the Blue Nile Jazz Bar getting hot and heavy. Said one onlooker.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm aesthetically, I'm trying to visualize them, and it just...
I didn't really think that 50 would be Chelsea's type. So, anyways, best of luck to Chelsea. We will follow this.
Yeah, definitely.
We will have further updates. Okay, so you follow American Idol? Yes or no?
Not really anymore.
Anymore. Yeah. It's kind of disappointing what's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, it was always, like, interesting to watch, but it never felt like anything very deep.
And it was like, never like something.
Here are
like,
artists.
And you never felt like you wanted to be on that show.
Oh, no. And people would always ask me because they said, oh, you're a singer. You should do this. But I really think of myself as a singer-songwriter, not just a singer. And it's funny. I remember in high school, my teacher knew that I was a singer. So he would always ask me, did you watch American Idol last night? Like, did you like so-and-so? It was very cute.
Was he like 60 years old? He's like, these are what the kids are into.
No.
No, but what do you think about like American Idol? Like, you know, these people getting famous off of like these shows and stuff. Like, do you think like it's cool?
I think sometimes it works, and sometimes they find some really incredible singers who manage to like become great pop stars.
So you give props to that, because it's always kind of interesting to see like what, like, you know, singers and songwriters think about shows like that.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many people out there who don't write their own songs and they become pop stars, and why not give the rest of the world a chance to do that as well?
Well, and you know, they're shuffling seats with the judges, so you may actually have an opportunity to be a judge if that's something that you're setting your mind to, because you, you do everything that you set your mind to. So, no, my point with all of this is, so I guess like Randy Jackson has been kind of stepping up to the plate, being like the new badass that Simon was in terms of being like so overly critical and stuff, which is interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think that's interesting at all. I think it is a natural progression, because if you think about it, who are the two people? It's Jennifer Lopez, and then we got Steven Tyler.
Right.
And obviously, they're not going to want to offend anybody, because they're you know, the big heavyweights. So it's a natural progression to see Randy being the bad guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But he's so nice. Like, I've met Randy, and
yeah, but you have to remember that's for TV. How's that gonna be? Yo, dog, you suck. You like?
Well, it will be interesting to see. But I mean, I guess too, he's got seniority, so I guess he's kind of the producer. Listen, we're gonna need you being around.
Yeah, and I didn't watch American Idol that much, but the times that I did, and I watched it this last season because it was like the final season. Actually, no, I didn't even watch it this last season. I watched it the last season that Paula Abdul was on, just because she's crazy. I did notice that he was getting more and more of a rougher edge to him, and so that's why I saw that natural progression. So I, you know, whatever.
So this,
whatever.
Is, I mean, not, I this is not news to you.
Without the first three judges, it's just not the same show
it's
anymore.
It's not American Idol. Yeah, I agree. Do you like hip hop?
I do like me some hip hop.
Do you like yourself a little Wheezy, a little Wayne? Do you like?
You know, I can't say that I'm learned in the hip hop names, but I definitely like to groove to the hip hop station now and then.
She's like, I don't really know, but yes, I will shake my buns. Hip hopical. Okay, so Lil Wayne, we can kind of break this down for her.
Yeah.
He's like,
I know him.
Okay.
The hair, the dreads.
Yeah.
The cheer.
Perfect.
Yes. So he's at Rikers. He's in prison.
Yeah. Oh my, so I did not know that.
Yeah, well, now you know.
How could he?
So, basically,
calling his mother.
Hopefully she's not naked. I'm just saying.
So, you know, he's got a serious set of balls on him.
What?
At Rikers. And then he just recently decided he was going to start breaking some rules while he's in prison, which that's what real gangsters do. Just like, you know, Turtle's the gangster.
Yeah.
So apparently he went against their prison code. He hid a charger and headphones for a digital music player that he had in his cell. So now he's in like solitary confinement.
Wow, that's really sad that you can't listen to music in prison.
But they have TV there, like, you know, like in prisons. Have in at least the movies that I've never been to prison. Have you been to prison, Lucy?
Oh, you know, once or twice. No, no.
And there's TVs there.
Dark period. I hope people can tell sarcasm when you're listening to this.
Oh my gosh, TMZ is like Lucy
Schwartz. That's my
jail sentence unveiled.
Yeah, that's why I can never go to prison. I can't listen to any music.
So you need to really keep up your A game. Stop trying to get into trouble. Prison without music.
You could sing and clap. Will they say shut up?
No.
Okay.
I think they'll be more harsher than that.
Oh my gosh. New documentary, Lucy Schwartz, the prison experience.
I love it.
Experiments. Yes, she'll go in and be like, no.
Lucy, see it.
They'll love it. They'll cry for more.
Yeah, well, Lil Wayne, I don't know how much longer
his sentence is.
Why did he go to jail?
He got sentenced for a
busting
year.
Busting a cap on someone's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Dude, he's thug.
That's rude.
Well, he's.
I really need to call his mother now.
Yeah.
You really do. And he's going to be in solitary confinement for the remainder of his sentence. It's not like just like a couple days, like no music, you're by yourself. It's like you try to listen to music.
But just think about like this. When he comes out with a new album, he's going to be like, I wrote this song in solitary. And everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, so edgy.
Can you have paper and a pen?
I don't know. That's a good question.
We need to ask many questions to the jailer to find out if we can go to prison, yeah. If it'll be okay for us.
I don't think pencils or pens, because you can shank someone with them.
Yes. And, which and I paper. Would be likely to do.
I could just paper see that. Oh, you'd be known as like the black butterfly.
The black Schwartz. Schwartz actually means black, so I'd just be the black.
The black.
Which you
watch out for the black.
I'm like, are you lying? Does Schwartz really mean black?
It really does.
Okay.
Lucy means light. Schwartz means black. So it's light dark. It's black or dark. So light dark.
A light dark.
I'm a contradiction.
So there. It's our next album title. Done and done.
That is. That is a good one.
So, speaking of albums, what's going on in the world of Enter the Shell?
Well, the
blogs.
World of, yeah, the
week.
Blogs. We got Sarah. She's going to be reviewing the album Tiger Suite by Katie Tunstall. And then her covers review, she's going to...
I love Katie Tunstall.
Do you really?
By the way.
You're going to have to check out this review. It's going to be amazing on enterthesheld.com.
Excited.
Yeah. Will you still love me tomorrow, Lucy?
Will I?
Yes.
Probably not.
Damn it.
I think this is a one-time love.
Wham, bam, thank you, man. Well, that's going to be the song by the Shirelles, covered by Likey Lee. So Sarah's going to be writing about that. And Richard, he's going to be doing a review of MGMT's new album, Congratulations. So find all that on Enter the Shell this week. It's going to be amazing. Read it, love it, like it, share it with your friends.
Get on it.
Exactly.
And, you know, this is our favorite little part of the show where we get little shout-outs to our amazing fans. And we had some people write in and give us a little love this week. And I apologize again if I'm butchering your name. Shout-outs for Mark or Mark O. We'll just keep it at that. Mark Olofsky. It's one of those, like, icky last names. Sorry about your last name, Mark, but thank you so much for writing in. Jason Groman, Cynthia Muniz, Jamie Snow, and Mervin Claxton.
And most importantly, right before we get to the coup de grace, the moral of the show, we are going to be giving away two CDs. Would you be a doll and autograph them from?
No.
I knew no. it. She's please.
Like, that was a really rotten, evil
if,
no.
You know what?
Yeah.
If you,
sure.
Sure. If you wouldn't have told the Naked Mom story, she totally would have. But yeah, we're going to be handing out some copies of Lucy's CDs. So we're going to have all the rules and what you need to do, what you have to do to get your hands on those. But we really appreciate you donating some goodies.
But yeah. Of course.
Would you like to give any shout outs to anyone?
I'd like to thank my mother and my father. I don't know.
All right, let's get into the Demoralizer 3000.
Maybe don't keep that.
Naked Mother, Think You Could Dance, Grounded, Life in Letters, Fortunate Fool, Tic-Tac-Toe, Butterflies. That means it's done. So... what we're going to do is, as you can see, I know you're like, why did you bring in this odd-looking contraption?
Robotic machine.
Yeah, why is it taking up all the energy in this house?
This is
huge.
This is the Demoralizer 3000.
Yeah, in all of its glory. Well, as you can see, an envelope just popped out, and that's going to tell us the moral.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that with my eyes.
I'm going to let you open the envelope. If you could just tear that open for me, that would be...
Crinkle sounds? Yes, yes. Do you hear this? Yeah.
And then you have to tear the top of the envelope off, yes.
Yeah.
No, really, you have to...
I wish I could read what it says.
Yay. Okay. And you know what?
It's in Sanskrit. Can somebody translate?
I'm actually going to let... I don't normally let people read the moral. I'm the moral reader, but I'm going to let you read the moral of today's show right there on the envelope.
What if we had a smart house and we could just say baked and it would rain donuts? That is a crazy moral of the story in Sanskrit. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much, Lucy
Schwartz.
for being on. And like I said, Lucy Schwartz music.com. Go there for all the links to her Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and buy her stuff, for crying out loud.
Buy her stuff and walk around with it on.
She's a starving musician.
I'm on the streets. When I said we were on a couch, we're really just on a box in the street.
And she takes pictures in water for fun. Yeah. It's really a lovely life she lives. But yes, much love to Lucy, and we hope that you enjoyed the live music experience as much as we did.
Yeah, we're going to leave
on a special note.
On a special note. Exactly. What that is, I have no idea.
We're going to figure it out real quick.
More Sanskrit?
Yeah.
Somebody get me the Sanskrit.
Oh, Niner. Yeah. Any last final words for...
May the Schwartz be with you. Good night and good luck. And don't spill milk and cry over it.
Ever.
Ever. We are out of here. Later.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Here's my last song. It's called My Darling. This is Lucy Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you on Enter the Shell.